Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I can pay for bills. That's not wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
What I worry about the most, real talk, shout out to God, is taxes. That's the shit that scares me.
You mean?
I never know if I'm doing it right. I just never know. I'll be like, this is enough. And they be like, sure, take it. I'm like, you took that too fast. Get that back. Let me add a zero.
I pay somebody to help me with that, but I'm so ignorant of it. I'm like, are you getting me? Are you hustling me? Am I like one of them NBA players? I'm like, I'm missing $2 million. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to read.
Can you put my tax information on an audiobook? Can it be on Audibles? Can you put my tax information on Audibles? Because I would kill that in the bathtub. But I got nothing right now.
Turn my tax summary into a song.
Listen. Ho, nigga, you owe. What? Nigga, you owe. Ho, fo, mo. Nigga, you owe.
Hey,
ho, nigga, you owe. Fo, mo.
Nigga, you owe.
Nigga, you owe. Fo, mo. Oh, that would be killer. What's up, everybody? I am To Hear More, first and foremost. Happy Valentine's Day and welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. It's only right that we got the heartbreaker himself, the heartbreak kid. LA, everybody in LA is trying to get with this guy and we finally got him on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a real, authentic, original LA native. This ain't somebody that's just been here for a long time, moved here when they was 5. No! Born and bred and raised here. In L.A., Laker fan all day. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most, and I say this with no holding back, one of the most talented writers, comedian, amazing actors, producers, content creators I have ever met. And just a cool-ass dude. Like one of those people like, I wish we was friends. I remember seeing you on stage at the Union first time. I was like, that's like cool, bro. I want to be friends with him. It happened 2 years later. I could not approach James Davis. He always had it. A group of people around him, mainly white bitches. Right.
Nah, I just be grinding so hard, I really don't hang out, but.
That's his true, though. James is always like,
I'll call you.
Yeah.
I hit you for shows.
You hit me for shows.
If I got a little bag that I can't get to,
yeah.
I will hit you for the bag. Will
that
I not?
True. That's true. That is very true. That is very true. So, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the show, Mr. James Davis. Bam, 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 bam.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day edition. Doing anything crazy for Valentine's Day?
Man, you know, not at the moment, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? I'm matching energy this Valentine's Day. You know, if you want me to be your Valentine, I'll be your Valentine.
Okay.
But I'm not campaigning, you know?
So it sounds like I like who like me.
I like who like me. You give me chocolate, I give you flowers.
There you go. One of my favorite songs by Marvin Gaye is I Want You. He says, I want you, but I want you to want me. I can't be in it by myself. I gotta know, it's gotta be 50-50. You gotta come to the middle of the street and be like, exactly. I want you too. And we ain't gotta do the whole love and basketball. I ain't trying to play you for your heart. If you come to the street, that's enough for me.
If you come with a jersey on, we on the same team.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So, I mean, I'm good with that. What do you look for
Hey, I'm at that age now. Peace. Peace.
Yo.
You know, peace with a little bit of ass. You know what I'm saying?
That is such a grown response. Y'all don't understand. Like, I was telling somebody this the other day. It's like, you get to a point of financial comfortability where you realize, like, all right, money is great, but it's not everything.
I don't need your couch.
Yeah, and money does not buy happiness. It buys freedom, so you can do what you want to do. You can say no to the things you don't want to do, but it does not buy happiness. Your strongest asset is not money. Mm. It's time.
Yes.
You have no refills on it. You can't do any redos. You don't get any continues. Your time is your most resourceful element. And it's like, if I got to waste time arguing with somebody back and forth,
If you are compromising how I am enjoying my time, you cannot be around.
Oh!
Man, that's what it is. Because it's about time.
It's about. I've walked out of a lot of women's life because I didn't like the kids. I'm like, he's a project. I can't do this right now. I can tell he's on need somebody there at games.
Can I name my number one pet peeve that I'm avoiding for the rest of my life?
Please.
Attitude on a vacation you didn't pay for. What is you mad about? Your wallet is as heavy as it was at the airport.
You haven't paid for anything.
You haven't paid for nothing.
Listen, me and my wife had got into it on vacation. got into it yelling, and I had to remind her, hey, I don't give a fuck what just happened. We're going to enjoy the rest of these days because we cannot get a refund on this.
It's paid for.
It's paid for. We got into it bad in Hawaii. I slept on the couch two nights and she slept in the bed, but we still got up and had breakfast together because it was already paid for. We had lunch together. We went to the couple's massage together. We just didn't hold hands when we did it, but we went together.
Look, communication is important. Communication is important. But on a vacation, we're going to have to communicate with this when we get back.
Yeah. We have to put this table this.
Table this.
All right. And we compartmentalize this, and we will address it. But right now,
we're snorkeling and jet skiing.
Yeah, jet skiing right after the snorkeling, but we have to finish this.
We got activities, bitch.
Yeah, now, come on, because we're grown. Like, I ain't no just going on vacation, just chilling in the hotel. Nah, let's get the most out of this so we don't feel the need to want to try to come back later in the year. No, let's itch this off the fucking map, okay? Mm-hmm. Put a pin in the globe. We've been here. It's a good time. All right, we're going to kick this thing off. So we got Maya back here. Maya's here to keep us on track, keep us moving along. She's going to let us know when we're correct and when we are incredibly incorrect. We got five different rounds from pronunciation to spelling to a couple of things. And then we have a bonus round where you got a chance to like really steal it and bring it home. But I'll get more into that once we get closer to that.
Because I would have forgot it.
It's all good. That's what I know. Yeah. That's what I know. You give people too much information up top, they be like, wait, what? What did you say?
Slow down.
Yeah. So we got it. We finna jump into this first round. Track one. Shit.
Hey.
Whoa. I am really ready to make this song. Round one. Pronounce this word. C-O-N-C-U-P-I-S-C-E-N-T. C-O-N-C-U-P-I-S-C-E-N-T. Concupiscent. Cupid, like C-U-P-I-D, but it's S, concupiscent. That makes sense. Stupid as fuck, but it makes sense. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm gonna be honest. This is a good show because I forgot about the title and I was like, damn, wording is hard. Like, just to myself.
Yo.
It hit. I get it because I was like, what? How are you supposed to know? You're supposed to put the Cupid science into that word.
English by itself is stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rules they set in place that are wrong. That the whole I before E except after C, we found so many words. Or E before I, I before E except after C, we found so many words that don't follow that. So many fucking words.
A lot of loopholes.
It's caveats. They be like, except for this word and this word and this word. Use this sentence to help you find the meaning. You better keep that concupiscent boy away from my daughter. Or there's going to be trouble for everybody. There's going to be trouble in the city. Concupiscent strikes me as a word that means like someone that is what my grandmother would refer to as a fast-ass little boy. Somebody that is, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's not fast. It's
promiscuous?
Promiscuous.
Promiscuous. Okay. I knew what you meant. Grown acting, yes.
Mm-hmm. Promiscuous girl. Who is that? Is that Fergie?
Timbaland and Fergie. Yeah.
Timbaland got a crazy catalog for producing.
He be sampling crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like Bali music and stuff. But it's really the whole, we ain't heard of it before, but he'll take the whole thing and just put some drums on it.
Yeah, he be like, niggas don't know this.
He's a good beat finder.
Need to put some 808s on that.
Yeah.
And then a couple.
Yep.
Like that. New song. Brand new song. Nobody knows it. All right.
Yeah.
Your turn, brother.
Oh, okay. James.
Yeah. We're off to a good start.
That's who's playing. Huh? That's who's in this building. Yeah. All right. Pronounce this word. I spell it first, right?
Mm-hmm.
E-P-I-T-H-A-L-A-M. I-U-M. Once again, the challenge is to pronounce his word. It's the end. It's the second half of the word that's more challenging. The first part is
you guess that.
Take, you know, it's the amium.
That shit is a doozy.
I got it.
That is
epithelium. No, epithelium. Epithelium. There it goes. Epithelium. Just so so you know, epithelium.
Okay, you said different.
No. The last don't count the last one. The rapping threw me off. Epithelium. That's what it's called, but you know what?
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Epithelium.
Shit.
I can see that.
But you did that first.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Mm-hmm. See what they did there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. You flipped that card over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Honest. Yeah, I don't know the rules.
I got you. We got you. We gonna let you fall straight.
All right. I proceed with this. Okay. Use the sentence to find the meaning. According to the Christian scholar. See, they got that should be another whole damn
Oregon.
Part. Oregon. Origin.
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 Origin. Origin. Spelled with a G-E-N, y'all, we not slow. According to the Christian scholar Origen, the Song of Songs may be an epithalamium on the marriage of Solomon with Pharaoh's daughter.
Shit. I got lost before he repeated the first sentence.
Origen. Is where I was lost. According to the Christian scholar Origen, the Song of Songs, which is a book in the Bible, not one I've read. I'm feeling a little vulnerable and embarrassed because I am, you know, a man of God, but I have not got to that book yet. The Song of Songs may be an epithalamium on the marriage of Solomon with his Pharaoh's daughter. Well, I know that the Bible is full of lessons and allegory. So, I feel like our word, epithalamium, should be one of those options since it's in the Bible. Thus, I'm going to say that it is a lesson of sorts.
No.
All right. I'm sorry, God. I'm not making you look good.
He broke it down like it was that way.
I was super confident. Okay.
Yeah. It's a marriage song. It's a song sung to the bride on the way to her wedding chamber afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing in these letters that say that's me, you know? And I took a little Latin, I'll be honest.
Sometimes, a marriage.
And Song of Songs, it's twice is said in the sentence.
There's a little it's going to be like that?
Always
okay.
Big that energy.
She made me feel stupid.
Listen. Okay. The last person spelled the word right, she was like, yes! I was like, what the fuck was that?
Okay.
That was like when your homeboy came over to your house and your girl was like, okay, nigga. You'd be like, whoa, what the fuck was that?
I'm not saying it was disrespect, but I didn't feel the respect.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I get it. It's a nice outfit, but it's like, yo, what the fuck? I'm standing right here. You picked this outfit. Why are you giving that so much praise when you picked this? I didn't get that when I got dressed.
Yeah.
But all right.
And also, she made a lot of sense, though. She was like, well, it says songs and marriage.
Yeah,
so
she did kind of point it out.
Yeah, it was the how accurate she was.
Yeah. All right. That's what we really don't like. It was like, hey, you was right, but don't be
all right.
All right, folks, let's keep it real. How many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, long after you forget to cancel? Because they entice us. 7 days free, 2 weeks free. They know what they're doing. Then they make it so incredibly difficult to cancel. Well, that's where Truebill comes in. Do you understand me? Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. You get to keep your money, which you should be doing anyway. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. That's a plane ticket. That's round trip and possibly a couple nights in a hotel. Who don't want to save that, okay? Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts to Truebill, and they will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to, okay? Listen, guys, I'm not going to hold you. I am a consumer. I sign up on stuff on Instagram, on Facebook to try it out. Apps that help me make flyers or videos, I'll sign up and completely forget. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make a note of this in my calendar, and I forget. Okay, so that's why I had to sign up with Truebill. And I'm gonna tell you what, immediately I saved $400 because I was signing up for annual things, and you know the annual ones, they're gonna hit you right out the gate and they're gonna charge you all at once. So, $400 out the gate, and that's just your boy. Okay. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million. Like Jennifer B., who says, with your help, our family has saved over $587 a year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really didn't understand how Truebill could help me until we decided to save for a very large home purchase. A lot of people don't understand. Like, you hear me talking about it, but then you start thinking about it. When you're saving for something, you want to make sure you are doing everything you can do. And that's where Truebill is really going to come through, and it's going to really shine for you. So, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/wording. That's W-O-R-D-I-N-G. Again, Truebill.com/wording. Go right now. Truebill.com/wording. It can save you thousands of dollars a year. Truebill.com/wording. What is the language of origin for the word gift? Well, we haven't done this one in a couple episodes. And I don't like this. I prefer us not doing this one. Okay. The word gift. A, Old Norse. B, Greek. C, Latin. And D, Sanskrit.
For gift?
Yeah.
Not gift. Gift.
Gift with the T at the with end. The like, hey, okay. Happy birthday. Here's okay. Your gift.
What are those? What are those past 30, huh?
Nigga, the past 23. You move out early? Shit. I'm just guessing here. I'm gonna go with Latin.
No.
Yep, I knew that was wrong.
I'm gonna go with Greek.
That's interesting. I think I flip it over and then... Wait, did I flip it over first or you tell me first?
I'll just let you know that it's Old Norse.
That's just dumb. What the fuck is Old Norse?
Like Germanic.
Every time you say Germanic, I get upset.
It sounds like she's saying dramatic. You're being Germanic.
It's like, I'm not. I just don't understand this.
Relax, okay? You're being Germanic.
A German would be very upset to get a gift because in German, the word gift means deadly potion. Okay.
Means this deadly potion.
Okay.
So when girls are like, this down here is a gift, it's like, hell yeah, it is. Deadly potion. Gonna drain my bank account.
Girls are drugs, man. Girls are drugs. Now, am I supposed to do something with this?
What is the deadly potion?
Oh, a gift means this deadly potion. Oh, okay. A gift because in German the word gift means this deadly potion.
I love how they ask you this deadly potion, like you know different options for deadly potions.
Yeah, just like, well, like fuck you've been in
a place that got a menu for deadly potions.
But like I've just been in a life of crime. Like I've been waiting for my James Bond movie. Right. I've been a villain for 20 years just waiting to get my shot with James Bond.
I ain't dabbled in deadly potions since high school.
I've been fucking waiting through Skyfall. Skyfall? Quantum of Silence? What the fuck is that? Come on, I got the real hotness. Deadly potions, bitch.
A gram. How much?
The word gift means this deadly potion. I don't rat poison?
Is it rat? It's poison.
Poison?
Poison, yeah, I'll give that to you.
Oh, just poison? Okay.
It's just poison.
Alright. A poison potion. I'll take it.
I think that was a very educated guess.
Well, I mean, I had nothing else.
I didn't either.
Yeah, you know it was saying? I mean, I'm at the bottom of the barrel just what's down here?
What's a poison?
Poison? All right.
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Only other deadly potion is Casamigos. That is a deadly poison.
You don't fuck with the Casamigos? Potion.
Oh, I do. That's why I know.
That's why you know?
Hey.
I knew Avion in 42.
exclusively.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. So it's either $40 or $200. So more often than not, $40.
Yeah. I used to be dark, like, you know, like the Honey Jack or the Hennessy, and then I went light, and I feel like light keeps me more turnt up, you know what I'm saying? More, you know, like conversational, charismatic. So I've been on the tequila ever since. So, you know, we can hang out. I'm team tequila.
I do it. My wife drinks tequila. I do it sparingly, multi whiskey for me. Mm-hmm. Last time I drank tequila, pulled a gun on her. Okay. I apologize.
Yeah.
Wasn't loaded. Just wanted to let her know I got that thing on me. So, you know, watch your mouth and your tone.
Yep. And the Greek origin for... it gets awkward. Yeah, and the Greek origin for gun on your partner is...
Okay.
Always joshing this guy, huh? To the feds watching. This guy. Freaking character.
All right, that's hearsay. They would never hold up in court. One
thing to hear does is joke around fictionally. It's always made up, you know? At improv.
For the day before. The events that followed the day before.
Okay. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm going to get personal, too. what is the language of origin for the word erotic? Erotic. Okay. Greek. Is it A, Greek, B, Latin, C, Italian, D, German? Not to be confused with Germanic or Old Norse. I like me a young Norse, a little pretty young Norse. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have a little cougar Norses. Language of origin, erotic. Erotic. Arrow, maybe erotic is a...
Arrowhead?
Like
in the water? Is that what you said?
I was trying to be smart and like try to make a pronunciation that wasn't there. I was like, E-R-O could be Ero or Aro. Either way, I have no clue. This is,
just buying time.
I'm gonna be honest. My brand to here is me being smart.
Yes.
And this show is not on brand.
It is not helping. Listen, that's James' whole thing.
I don't know if my people want me on this. This is, I might lose some HBO meetings after this. The language of origin for the word erotic, I'm gonna go with Latin, because I took Latin class, and even though I don't recognize any part of Latin in this word,
No.
I'm going to lean on what I know, even if it doesn't apply, perhaps.
Yeah.
Latin.
No, and you said Greek like 10 times before you read the sentence, and I was really thinking that you would say Greek.
But I was saying Greek for his, because I remember that story about where the Greeks brought like a Trojan horse as a present when they were in some, so I was like, gift, maybe the Greeks, but erotic.
It's Greek.
Greek, you know, they used to do all the orgies and stuff.
That was them?
Yeah. Yeah, they was doing all the mad orgies, all the pictures and stuff, and them having on the
that was them.
Yeah, it was like, eating my toes. It was crazy.
Yeah, naked.
Yeah.
Naked with little,
small sausage.
Small sausage.
Yep.
Yep. Wait. That was.
No. Then flip it over.
Okay, flip it.
Smack it and rub it down.
What is Eros and Greek mythology? Well, you know what?
That's cologne. That's Versace. Versace has the Eros. It's a blue bottle.
Oh, no, it's really a cologne?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. I thought you were just making a joke about, like, that's what, in mythology, like, that's what they sprayed on. Zeus was rocking Eros. He's like, give me my lightning bolt, but first, my smell.
I don't know if that's what that is, but it is.
Yeah. I think if it's a cologne, that further helps my theory that Eros is the god of sex of some sort, because you would want the god of sex involved in your cologne. Because why else are we trying to smell good?
Mm.
But that's correct.
You say that's correct?
That's correct.
Oh, shit.
The god of carnal love, companion of Aphrodite.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, shit. Right. Yeah, that's Versace's Eros.
Oh, that's a nice bottle.
Yeah. It's too sweet for me, though. It's kind of like the Dolce & Gabbana light blue. Now, the light blue intense, fantastic.
Yeah.
But the light blue regular? Too
as a man,
too
I pop. Want a little grit in my
smell.
Yeah, you know what I'm
I want somebody to smell like, he might rob me. But
right. You don't want to smell like a customer service.
No.
or a sales associate. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
Too much right there. Love throughout history. What does the 19th century phrase calf love mean? I feel like I didn't read that correctly. Like,
I got it. That actually was clear to me.
Love throughout history. What does the 19th century phrase calf love mean? Baby love?
Yes.
Young love? Baby love?
Yep.
Love for your child? Or just like just actual baby love? This is not, I'm not trying to help. I'm just curious.
Like, not specifics. Like, not.
I use this in future conversation to impress somebody.
Like when teenagers fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bad. Like, oh, young love like that. Okay, bad. See, I could use that in the conversation. Okay. Girl, me and you, we calf love. What that mean? Oh, you don't know?
What does calf in this sentence refer to? A, baby cow. B, standing on tiptoes to kiss. C, a floating piece of ice. I'm going to go with a baby cow, like young.
Correct, like puppy love.
Puppy love.
Are those all uses of the word calf, though?
Yeah, those are all.
That's hilarious. Things. So you see a short dude standing on his tippy toes to kiss this calf face ass nigga, man. You a calf.
That was Flavor Flav when he was dating old girl on a Schwarzenegger's ex-wife.
Yeah.
What is that? Bridget.
Bridget.
Yep. Or something like that, yeah. All right. Got two on the board.
Boom. Love throughout history. Part 2.
Same thing?
Oh, yeah. What does the phrase to warm the cockles of someone's heart mean?
That sounds like your heart got a heart on.
Yeah, to warm the cockles of someone's heart. What does that phrase mean? Well, I mean, warming someone's heart means that, I guess, you know, that's more platonic. But when you warm the cockles of someone's heart, I think that's more romantic. But I'm gonna just say the phrase that's coming to me as the answer is the phrase "warm the cockles of someone's heart" means you have turned them on. You've aroused them sexually.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. I mean, it's something you could say toward a child, or, you know, just to have heartfelt affection toward another.
Well, I guess. Why would they add the cockles? You know, I mean, warming someone's heart already says that. Like, the cockles is extra. That's an extra condiment. You know, if you throw spicy on the wings, now they're spicy wings. They're not just wings. You know, you put barbecue on the chicken, it's barbecue chicken now. It's not just chicken. So we put cockles in the warming of the heart. So I figure, like, how do you extra warm somebody's heart? What happens when your heart's extra warm?
I'm ready to fuck.
Exactly.
Typically ready to fuck. Like, man.
You warm my heart to a certain temperature, dick hard.
There it is.
Let's go.
My nipples are percolating.
Let's do it.
Do you see them through the shirt?
Yeah.
I need to get this off.
I'm going to start a condom called Cockles. Cockles Magnum, you know?
You know what would really be dope? If you, like, already, like, slit them open, so it's one less step in the process.
Wait, you can flip your
car. That was so wrong. It took my mind an extra second to figure it out. As I slid them open, so you don't have to open up the packet. Oh, he's talking about the condom.
Yeah.
He talks about the, oh, you like kids.
No, I'm saying, like, I was talking about the packaging.
Oh, the packaging.
So it's one less, so you don't have to do this part right here. Right, you just right there.
Because, hey, that moment is crucial.
It is.
Got to get that thing on as fast as possible.
I mean, if you even put it on.
Okay, you can flip a card over at any point.
It's Valentine's Day. We're talking about making love.
Right.
Making love.
It's funny you bring that. I feel like no matter if you're in a relationship or not, everybody has a raw list.
Mm-hmm.
A list of people who just condom is optional.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't even have to be in a relationship. Maybe it's your first love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or somebody just so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
If you have my baby, they're going to be a model. You know?
It's just going
to
happen.
It's going to happen. You know? You're too attractive for me to have any kind of self-control. All right. What is a cockle? I've dated people like that. Like, just too attractive where I'm just like, I don't got no control. I don't got control. You're too fine. What is a cockle? Is it a bad bitch who takes all your money? That's not an option. Is it A, mollusk? B, an instrument? Or C, an organ? Okay, well, I don't know what a mollusk is.
It's like a clam, or snails are mollusks.
Okay, cool. So it ain't that. It ain't that. Ain't no snail or nothing in my heart. an instrument. Now there are there are instruments in your heart, you know, keeping us alive. But then our heart is an organ. So B or C, B or C, blood or Crip. I'm from Crenshaw. I know Crips. I'm gonna go with C, an organ.
It's not. It's actually A. It's a heart-shaped clam-like thing.
Oh, cuz! I could have sworn we was going with the C's on that one. On hood, I thought that was C. On God, I thought that was C. Dead homies, I swore that was C. Y'all, man.
Y'all capping.
Y'all capping over here,
y'all
man.
Y'all big capping. That ain't P.
That ain't P.
She ain't pushing P. P.
That ain't P at all.
It's my turn, right?
It is your turn to hear.
On the set, I thought that was C.
It was the funniest part about this is we believe you from the hood. We just don't believe you in this moment when you do that.
I know. That's the comedy. I can only do comedy. You know? I can only do this thing in a comedy setting.
That would be the saving grace for me going to jail. Like, me making everybody laugh. Because if I didn't have comedy, oh, they would be fucking my thick ass up and down the halls. You know, I'm too thick with freckles and red hair to go to jail. If I didn't have comedy to save me, oh, nigga.
How about this? I'll be coming up with, like, hood ideas. And I never have belief in myself to act them out. I gotta be like, let me hit up Stevie. And like, let me hit up somebody who can pull this off, and I'll be there. I'll be like their calm friend. I'll be like the observational guy. But like, no one's gonna believe me in this role.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get it. You know your sense. You know
what I am.
Pick battles.
Fellas, no frills, man. I'm just gonna tell y'all like this. Look. This is not a joke. If y'all been watching this, y'all know I do this. I really rock with the Blue Chew. It is everything I needed to be. I didn't even initially need the Blue Chew. I just wanted to see what the options were, what my possibilities were. And now I can't go back. Okay, I've performed too well for my wife to let her go back to what I was doing before the Blue Chew. Okay, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, guys. Day or night, so you're already planned ahead for when the action and that time arises, if you know what I'm saying. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is you do all of this online. You don't have to leave your house for anything. You don't have to wait in no awkward doctor's office, have no awkward conversations, none of that. It's just directly to your door and a discreet package. I am telling you, it doesn't get any better than that. Except for this, because all of our listeners right now are wording this hard. I'm going to hook you up. Fellas, listen to me right now. How's 1 month free sound? That's right. I'm going to give you a free month subscription of Blue Chew. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You got $5. You got $5 to see if you can be the best as you can be. And trust me, you're going to like the results. So all you have to do right now is go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code WORDING to receive your first month for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping at checkout. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code WORDING, W-O-R, D-I-N-G. Okay, listen, Blue Chew. Mwah! Visit BlueChew.com right now for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast, and I thank you for listening. Peace, guys.
Doctor, pronounce this professional title. A-R-I-S-T-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. Again, A-R-I-S-T-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. Okay, so as always, let's get ologists out of here. And then we got aristologist.
That's easy, man.
Aristologist.
Correct.
Yeah, man.
All right, flip this over, and it says, an aristologist is a doctor of what? Cooking and dining, A. B, philosophy. C, attraction. Okay, so I remember something. What was it? Was it? It was a cartoon, The Aristocats, right? That was a Disney show. So Arista with Aristos, bring those two together because they were like Aristocats. They were like the fancy cats. It sounded like attraction. But I've never heard of a doctor of attraction unless he was like a, you know,
sex doctor.
Well, no. I was thinking more like a plastic surgeon. But could be. But the Aristocats, I feel like one of them had a monocle on. If you had a monocle, then it's definitely philosophy. He was like, I'm an Aristocats. But that also wouldn't make sense for the Valentine's Day theme. So because of the theme alone, I'm going to go with C, attraction.
Sorry.
Son of a bitch!
It's cooking and dining.
Oh, I was off. I would have been wrong anyway. I thought
philosophy, but then I was thinking maybe attraction because maybe Aristotle is the law of attraction. Maybe he came up with the law of attraction. Mm. Is that true?
I thought you knew everything! I don't know everything. Just clear
that
up.
I'm just kidding.
Damn. I would have been wrong either way. I really gave it. I thought I was doing something with my scam. You saw me going through. None of that shit mattered. Okay. All right. Well, I just got half credit because I pronounced it correctly.
Another song I'm going to use on a date. Whipped up something for you. You can just call me an Aristologist, baby. You know what I'm saying? I ain't nothing but a cool dude who's also an Aristologist. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the difference between an Aristologist and a chef? Or is it...
When an Aristologist cooks, his food touches you in the cockles of your heart. Sorry, man. I just learned the word. I wanted to use it. All right, doctor, pronounce this professional title. It's spelled O-S, do I spell it? O-S-P-H-R-E-S-I-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. It took me, 30 minutes to spell that?
That's a long fucking word.
We on episode 2.
We're sitting in traffic with that goddamn word.
Two of this episode after I spelled that. there's ologist. I see that. I like that. I like that formula.
Knock that out first.
Boy.
You got to pull it back a little.
Yeah, right?
And it don't help your eyes at all. It's just like, ooh, that was too close to me.
I got 20/20, but I'm still like, maybe even further away.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's os. Or is it os? No, because it's not two s's. So is it os freeze? Freezy. Okay, I'm gonna start with the middle.
Uh-huh.
PH is, that's the fuh. Mm-hmm. And then R-E-S. Now, is it resiology or resiology?
Mm.
Osphresiology or osphresiology? Or osphresiology?
Mm.
Ist. I'm going to go with osphresiologist.
No. Osphresiologist.
I'm going to need that, actually. Somebody. I apologize. That was highly unprofessional.
I'm going to need that, actually.
As soon as I threw it, I was like, there's a back.
Oh, there's a back. There's a back.
That's how invested I am into this episode. How do I pronounce it?
Osphresiologist.
So it was os, but then see, I know. English, normally if it's two S's, then it's like you go with the os.
Ross. Yep.
I was using the Ross science formula for that. Okay. An osphresiologist is a doctor of what? A, love, B, sense, or C, divorce. Now, immediately I'm thinking divorce, because what's an osphresiologist? Free.
You're free of the shackles that were binding you to disparity and unhappiness.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's an option. Love. I don't know. Love and divorce. Just you know what? I feel like every time I lean towards what I think it could be, it's not that. Like with yours, no one saw cooking, right?
No one saw that coming.
What I'm not seeing right now is B, sense. Sense.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, wasn't one of my answers cologne related? No, that was you that brought up cologne.
Eros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then it is a Valentine's Day episode, mm-hmm. so love makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're a comedian, so now divorce makes sense. Shit. B, sense.
That's correct.
Woo! That's actually, I thought sense, but I was like, I'm not going to tell him any different if he wants to go that way. And just for clarification, somebody let me know, it was Nelly Furtado, not Fergie, with Promiscuous Girl.
They're the same person. Goodness gracious. We in analytics? That we doing analytics? Goodness gracious.
You are an idiot. Oh, okay. Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes.
Your word is salacious.
You said what now?
Salacious.
Okay.
Come again. Say what?
Salacious.
Salacious.
Ooh, that's tough.
There we go. X A L I S A T I O U S.
Did you start with an X?
I absolutely did.
He shouldn't have. No.
It's cool.
S A L A C I O U S.
Ooh, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, well, I knew I was, you know. I got the I O U S part right, though.
You were like X, like xylophone. Xylalacious.
Nope, I didn't, you know, I just listen. I just throw up something, you
hey,
know?
Hey.
You know, this is what it is. All right, it's on you.
No, wait. Flip
it
over.
Snap, my bad. This is my first time. Use a sentence to find out the meaning. I can't print these salacious stories in my newspaper. Get something family friendly. Salacious meaning. That's rated R.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not friendly for all. It's not it could have some not safe for work content associated with it. You know, it could be grotesque, if you will.
And juicy.
Mm, it juicy. Is usually good though.
Yeah.
It is juicy. Usually good. Do you need more?
No, that's good.
Okay, cool.
You got it.
All right.
These salacious articles being promoted by the tabloids. You always hear things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't believe this salacious. These salacious stories coming from that woman who said I drugged her.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think Bill Cosby says. These stories are salacious and erroneous.
Erroneous.
I like erroneous.
It is a good word.
All right. Spell the word
Meyer.
That old smarty pants gives you. It's my last episode. I can feel it. I'm just kidding. I want to come back, but it's about being invited back. You know what I mean? Sorry, I'm just joking.
No, I know. James, your word is Rubenesque.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I feel like my side of this competition has been a little harder. Okay? Aristologist, Ausphysiologist, Salacious. I've heard Salacious before. What is my word?
Rubenesque.
Someone who's Rubenesque. Someone who has Ruben-type qualities, right? No, that's not the definition. Rubenesque. Well, let's start with esque. Esque is normally E-S-Q-U-E. Mm. Esque. Mm-hmm. Like BET, Arabesque Films. Remember those?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Friday Night, you know?
Friday Night.
Wasn't even a B movie. It was a C movie.
Yeah, you might not have seen it or heard of it before, but right. It was, you know, sometimes entertaining.
It would always star somebody from an old TV show, like Laura from Family Matters, as like a lawyer, you know? Like, this what you doing now, Laura? Either way, Rubenesque. R-U-B, because I just don't believe there's any other way to do
it. I don't see that.
It's that N.
Yeah.
It's that N, Rubenesque.
Is it E-N? Is it I-N?
I'm going to go I. Why? Have no clue. Rubenesque. Hit me with my point.
No, you should have gone with the E.
Damn. That close. That was
close.
It? That was all
that
you messed up?
One letter. He got
one letter. Oh, shit. Gosh.
I just was like, they can't be a word that also is the way you spell Ruben.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. You were close, though.
I was close.
You had the right idea with it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I broke it down like I learned from you, you know?
Yeah, so you got to break that thing down, baby.
All right. Use a sentence to find the meaning. Gerard doesn't want to seem like a perv in his dating profile. So to make his preferences clear, he adds Rubenesque. Okay. First of all, if your name is Gerard, there is a high probability.
But you're a perv.
Yeah. Every Gerard I know has some secrets.
Yeah.
But even Depardieu. Sorry. You know, like the randomness just cracks you up. Like Depardieu, man. That should be on the next word. The morning is hard. Somebody should pick up a card and be like, spell Depardieu. All right, anyway. I feel like Rubenesque is a font. You add Rubenesque to the words to make them look not as creepy. Because what else could you do to add to your dating profile besides?
It says a font.
A font. Rubenesque. You don't believe in it? I don't believe in it, but I don't know what else, I don't know what else it could be. He adds Rubenesque, like what is it? Lowry salt? Is it a seasoning? Goodness gracious. To make his preferences clear, he adds Rubenesque. What I believe it's a font.
No. So I feel in this sentence, Gerard wants a Rubenesque woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's y'all bad. It was the grammar. Had I been given a more grammatically correct option, I would not have even gone towards what
font,
I thought.
Yeah.
Font.
So what do you think it is now that you have that?
Oh, Rubenesque sounds like thick. I don't even know why, but just a voluptuous.
Voluptuous?
Yes.
But you know, the hood, they're voluptuous. Voluptuous is the standard curvy. Voluptuous is like she lumped made together. Gumbo.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Right. So a voluptuous thick woman.
Yep.
Boom.
It is. All right. You came through
that's
that
my
one.
Type. That's my type.
This last and final round is the bonus round. So with this round, Maya's going to give us each a card. I'll let you pull first. We both have a chance to get 2 extra bonus points. So
okay.
Get one probably for completing it and the time allocated for it. Mm-hmm. Then you also get 1 point for doing it correctly with no errors.
Okay.
Depending on what the cards say. So we'll listen to the instructions and then go from there. So I'll let you pull first. Just grab it and keep it face down on your desk, and I'll take whatever's left. And this one says, read this quote by Maya Angelou as if you're auditioning for a role. You have 10 seconds. So I have to go first and read this. Read this like Maya Angelou. And 3, 2, 1. I don't trust people who don't love themselves and tell me I love you. There is an African saying, which is, be careful when a naked person offers you a shirt. Maya Angelou.
All right. Shout out to that. What's your name, Penny?
She's on the court.
Court. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
You went slightly over time, so but you said it correctly.
I feel like that was 10 seconds. I feel like I was.
You said what correctly? Oh, there's a word in the thing that you. Okay, I got it.
No,
you
got to say all the words correctly in the quote.
Got it. Okay.
Not trying to trip you up. All of these are common words.
Okay. Now I go.
Yeah, you read that. Read that.
Read this quote by Marilyn Monroe as if you're auditioning for a role. You have 10 seconds. A role as Marilyn Monroe?
I mean, if you can pull it off.
If not, I could just choose a role.
You guaranteed the slot.
I do Marilyn Monroe. Fuck it. I'm working on, stepping outside my comfort zone. Oh, this is going to be stupid. I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes. I am out of control and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me as my best. I know that's over 10 seconds. And I hate myself.
The voice that you chose?
I don't have a lot of options, I guess. I don't have white woman in my bag.
Yeah, just don't have that in the repertoire. You just pull that to the toolbox.
I think after a few backwoods, you lose the ability to do white woman.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. All right, makes sense. All right, well, Maya, how'd he do on that one?
He went over time, and he messed up just one word at the end.
Yeah,
I know. It was more like a stutter than a mess up. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I hear you.
All right. So what's the final score, Maya? What we working with?
To hear you won today.
Finally! That's
crazy.
Shit!
That is crazy. That is wild. Was it a blowout? What's up?
Do you want me to say the score?
Yeah, I need to know my stats. Okay.
It was 70 to 30.
We're going to edit that out. That ain't necessary for the episode.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know it was a blowout. Jeez.
Well, I mean, you know, shit, these things happen sometimes, but you know, it's all in fun and good fun.
I'm gonna spin the block. I'm gonna be back next season.
Pull up.
You gonna see me move somebody? Nah, player. I need this episode. Move out the way, player. I'm gonna need this. I need my run back. I know I'm not scheduled. Damn your little call sheet. One more episode. I'm here.
Well, listen.
And I'm picking my words.
Picking my own words?
I pick my words. Snail. What?
Well, listen, man, we're glad that we finally got you on here, yes, man. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for pulling up. Do you have anything you want to let the people know, looking forward to?
Hey, I got a show on HBO coming out middle of March, Game Theory with Bomani Jones. I'm the executive producer. He is the host. And our boy Sidney Castillo.
Hey, Sid.
He on that writing staff, bringing that heat, too. So.
All right.
And Jay Snow.
Jay Snow
on the staff holding it down on all the digital.
That's dope as fuck.
So you got some black people in front of and behind the scenes on that HBO Game Theory. So check us out.
There it is. Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Wording is Hard. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.